Hello and welcome to Word Salad Radio Presents. High five. Give me a high five. Nice.
That's a weak one. Here, let me try again.
That sounds better.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
That's totally. A nice thing for the microphone.
Totally high fived. I'm your host, Joe Ketchum, and I'm joined today once again by Andrew Croople.
How's it going?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good. I'm getting ready to move back to Nevada for a school year. It's not fun, but it's what's happening. So,
yay.
And you started a job?
Yep. I now have a job. I am no longer jobless.
So it's nice to have a job.
I have worth in society.
You have worth now? You have value to, because you have a job? I certainly value you more.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm glad I can talk to you without being embarrassed because I have a jobless friend.
Yeah. An unemployed friend.
Yeah.
Nobody likes the unemployed.
Nobody wants an unemployed friend. No one needs that nonsense.
Unless, of course, you, the listener, are unemployed, in which case, good on ya.
Yeah. We're rooting for you.
There's no shame.
If you're unemployed by choice or out of necessity, you know, whatever works for you. We are being sarcastic over here.
Oh, of course.
Do you like your job?
Yeah, I've been enjoying it.
That's
I get
good.
To do music.
I mean, that's really the dream, is that you have a job that you like.
It's a little scary. I don't know all the policies yet. So when people are like returning instruments and stuff like that, it's like, manager.
I don't know if I can take back this hugely expensive instrument.
I don't know what I'm doing.
So, Andrew, what are we doing today?
Today we are doing our top five mascots and top five walk-up songs for baseball, I guess.
That's right. So I guess I should explain High Five a little bit. If this is your first episode of High Five, Andrew and I each do a top five list. The lists are related but do not overlap. And this is a weird one. I'm pretty proud of it, though. I went to a baseball game. A baseball match, as they call it, over 4th of July. And, like, they were playing the walk-up songs as each batter went out to bat. And I was thinking, like, what would I want to be my walk-up song? And I was like, oh, there's a high-five idea, but I don't know what to pair it with. And Andrew came up with mascots. So this is going to be probably a strange discussion.
Very strange.
But I'm looking forward to it. I'm very happy with my lists.
Now, just to make sure, you went with sports mascots, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sports mascots. One of mine is not the school does not have a sports team.
Yeah.
But it's a school mascot. The school does not have a sports ball team. But that's much later in the proceedings. But we'll jump right in with high five. Andrew, do you want to start us off or do you want to finish us off?
I think I'm going to start us off.
All right. That's what we like to hear.
So, my mascots, I decided to go weird.
Weird mascots. I like it. I will probably not be familiar with a lot of these, though I did do some research for my own mascot list, so we'll see.
My number five is a little bit weird. It's probably the least weird of all of my mascots.
So they get progressively weirder?
Yeah. It is the University of Maryland Terrapins.
Okay, what's a terrapin?
It is a turtle.
Huh.
I don't know. I just find it interesting. It's like armored up and stuff like that. So it's kind of a cool mascot. It's a little bit weird because it's just a turtle, but terrapin is a very fun word to say.
I wonder what the origin of that is. I wonder if it was like a Bodie McBoatface type situation.
I'm not sure. Like, some of these coming up in my list definitely were Bodie McBoatface situations, but I think the Terrapins were just always the Terrapins. Like, I think that the University of Maryland started off with the Terrapins.
Right, but did they, like, say to the community, hey, we're starting this university, we want you to pick the mascot, or they're like, nope, I want to start a university and I want the mascot to be the Terrapins.
Yeah, it's too cool of a word. They probably just came up with it on their own. That's my thoughts.
I'm imagining like the evil mutant turtle from Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah.
The, like, it's snapping something turtle.
Similar to that.
It's mm-hmm. like, that would be a pretty badass mascot, that guy. I don't remember mm-hmm. his name.
Rezar.
Rezar, yes. The University of Maryland Rezars. I think Taka is the other one, the, like, dog one or wolf or whatever mm-hmm. it is.
Okay.
I think Rezar is the turtle.
But yeah, I remember seeing this a long time ago and wondering, what the hell's a terrapin? It just stuck with me.
Cool.
It's the University of Maryland Terrapins. Maryland Terrapins. They kind of sound similar.
Oh, maybe that's where they went with it. Just wanted to rhyme. Very nice. Well, so, my number five walk-up song, if I was a Major League Baseball player
mm-hmm.
and I was going up to bat, would be... Uh-huh. NSYNC's Pop.
All right, let's hear it. Okay, that's actually pretty cool.
And so I should say that all of my choices are going to be strange.
Some of mine are.
Like, I had things that popped into my head, like songs that would get you psyched. And some of them mm-hmm. were like the typical walk-up songs, like the AC/DCs.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, anytime I had an idea that was weirder, I would swap one of the safe choices out for a weird choice. And then I ordered them the way I wanted. So this is gonna be a fun list oh, yeah. for me. But and probably also going to reveal a bit of private stuff about myself to our listeners. Like, I've always been an NSYNC fan.
You've always been an NSYNC fan?
Yeah, I like pop music in general. It's just, you know, mindless and fun.
Boy,
so
you had to keep that a secret in high school.
Yep, sure did. There's no admitting that at Decatur High School, but yeah. I always enjoyed it.
Once I got older, I liked them. When I was a kid, I was like, I just never cared for it, but when I got older, I was like, oh, this is really good.
Yeah, it's just super fun, and I don't have the same response to, like, modern boy band pop music. Like, I don't know. I do not like a Jonas Brother, and I do not like, I can't even think of other
names. One Direction?
A One Direction. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something really funny to me about NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, like, five guys pursuing one girl in every song.
Yeah. But, I never realized that. Yeah.
Pop is a little different. It's, you know, it's them kind of defending being pop stars. And it's just a catchy, peppy, techno-y song. So I've always enjoyed it. And I thought, and when it occurred to me, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll put an NSYNC song in there. And this would be mm-hmm. a fun one to, like, get me psyched up to go hit the baseball balls.
Yeah. No, I like it.
I'm mm-hmm. glad you approve.
I approve.
If I'm going to be ridiculed online, I accept that.
You will, but that's okay.
probably not for this. I got some other weird choices coming up.
So, you've always been a fan of NSYNC. I have to remember that.
Yeah, them and Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm. 98 Degrees?
Not so much 98 Degrees. I never really got into them or New Kids on the Block.
Well, New Kids was a little bit older.
Yeah, New Kids was a little before my time. I feel like they have songs that I appreciate now, but uh-huh. I can't think of any of them. But I think I just like that Donnie Wahlberg's a new kid on the block.
Yeah.
So yeah, there we go.
Good. I think that this high five is going to be going by quickly.
Yeah, it could. It could mm-hmm. be a shorter episode. There's not a lot to talk about with each one. It's not like it's not like a movie high five where it's like, yeah, and then there's this part and this part, and it reminds me of this completely unrelated thing. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it goes.
All right. My number four is the Evergreen State Geoducks.
Okay.
I thought Evergreen was going weird.
I thought Evergreen was like just, you know, like an Evergreen reference. It's like it's Evergreen because it's just as relevant now as it ever was. But no, it's Evergreen State. Where is that?
Yep. Yeah. A good podcaster would have that right at the tip of their
Would have already done that research.
Olympia, Washington.
Okay.
And the Geoducks. I'm going
to apply for a job there. I would love to work at Evergreen State University.
Their mascot? The Geoducks.
The Geoducks. That sounds amazing. What does a Geoduck look like?
It's a mollusk. It's a mussel that, like, it kind of looks like a snail, but it's much bigger and slimier, and it lives under the dirt in water.
Such a strange, that's an odd mascot.
Yeah, it's such a weird one. And their mascot that they have at their games is a guy dressed up in, like, this, like, in a geoduck. So he's got a shell and, like, this head that protrudes out about 10, or, like, 10 feet away from him. No, like, about 3 feet out above him. And then he wears shorts and bare feet. So weird.
That is a weird one.
It's so awesome.
I like weird ones like that. It's like, we don't need another evergreen state wolves or whatever. It's mm-hmm. like, let's put a mollusk in there. Let's put a geoduck guy as our mascot. Bodie McBoatface.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think this one was decided by the students.
Did you pick any mascots for your list that, like, you're already a fan of that team and you like the mascot? Or did you just go, like, weird ones that you've never heard of
before? Weird ones. All weird ones. All
right, cool.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, I'm a fan of the Detroit Tigers. Whoop-de-doo. They're tigers. You know?
Whoop-de-doo indeed.
Oh, like, it's such a generic name. Yeah, Geoducks. Like, go it. Geoducks.
I like it a lot. My number four song that I would be thrilled to walk to the old hitting mound and listen to and get psyched for. Let me ask you this before I announce.
Okay.
So what is the one song that when put in any scene of any movie makes it better?
Oh, no. I feel like I know the answer to this, but I don't know. Like, I feel like I should know the answer to this.
I feel like you should, too. There's several YouTube videos of people taking scenes from movies and putting this song behind it.
I don't know.
It's Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
Oh my gosh, that'd be a perfect song.
I know, right? Here,
let's listen to it really quick.
Listen to the clip.
Yeah, our lists are going to go well together. No, that's, like, the perfect song.
And I chose, I think, the perfect clip. Like, you have to do mm-hmm. that moment where right at the end of the song where she really belts it out. The rest of the song's really slow, and but that moment where she's, like, really builds up to it. And I would say the only movie it doesn't make better is the movie it was written for.
Oh, yeah, Titanic, it doesn't do much good for it.
It doesn't do much good for Titanic, or maybe they use it in the wrong spots. But every other, like, when they use it in Guardians of the Galaxy, or Last Jedi, or Cliffhanger, it's always amazing.
It's perfect. Good one. That's a good one, Joe.
That would be a strong contender, like, if I was seriously a baseball matcher.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, okay, what song do you want for your walk-up song? I'd be like, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. I'm actually in a Storm Area 51 group on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
When it's hard to tell sometimes, like, how many people are seriously going to try and storm Area 51 and get fucking murdered to death. But, you know, more power to them. Have fun, guys. I'm just in there for the laughs. And every time, like once every few days, someone posts, like, what's your battle music going to be? And every time, like, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. And mm-hmm. I always get, like, laughy emojis, like, can you imagine a better song to get psyched to when you're storming Area 51 to liberate some aliens? Because I can't. Yeah. So that's my number four. I was very happy when I thought of it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Man, I wish I had thought of that one.
Right?
Yeah. Like, now that I'm looking at my list, it's like, oh, this is really boring. But I have, like,
Joe's
I have
killing
a few
it.
Songs. I have a few songs that you'll like.
I'm curious if we have any crossovers whatsoever.
It'd
be surprising to me, but
I think the mascots we might.
So far, no.
No? Okay.
Because I've never heard of either of your mascots.
Well,
but why don't you hit me with your number three?
My number three mascot is the Scottsdale Community College Artichokes.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
The Fighting Artichokes.
Where did you say this was?
Scottsdale Community College.
In Arizona?
I believe so.
Wow. That's so funny because Scottsdale, Arizona is like an affluent area of an otherwise very poor state.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's pretty near where I live and work, and which is one of the poorest areas in the United States, is Mojave County, Arizona. Scottsdale Artichokes, that's incredible. I would work for any of these schools, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like a really good mascot. It really draws me in.
I don't know. I like when mascots go weird. I've always liked that.
Yeah.
All of mine are weird. Except for dishonorable mentions. No, there's one weird one in dishonorable mentions.
I wish more major schools had weird mascots like this.
Actually, two of mine are pretty big.
Yeah?
Three of them.
The two that are yet to come?
Two of them that are in my honorable mentions.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So, what about your number three? I'm so excited about yours.
I did this mascot, it's weird, they're artichokes, whatever. But your number, hit me with your number three, Joe. I want to know so badly.
So, should we play it first and then explain it, or...
Well, I'm gonna say the name and we'll drop the clip right after.
Okay.
It's another pop song because I like pop music. It's more contemporary. It is Taylor Swift's Shake It Off.
Oh, that's actually a really good one. 'Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off. Yeah, Shake It Off is a good one.
And I chose the clip where she says in the chorus, the player's going to play, 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 play.
Uh-huh.
Because I would be a baseball player, and I'm going out to play, 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 play.
Uh-huh.
So it's thematic. It's a thematic choice.
There are a lot of baseball players who do stuff like that. What's his name? Cashmere? Or Casimir. Yeah. He plays Cashmere by Led Zeppelin because it sounds so similar to his name. A guy by the name of Xavier, something like that. He plays X Gonna Give It To You.
There's a player for the White Sox named Jose, and his walkout song is Ole, 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 and everyone in the crowd goes, Jose, 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 Jose.
Oh, really? That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that one. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's just a bunch of AC/DC.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, guys. Mm-hmm. Where's my Celine Dion? Where's my Taylor Swift?
Mm-hmm.
Grow up.
I'll be honest, with my walk-up songs, one of them I stole directly from one of the games that I went to.
Okay, so, interesting. Mm-hmm. He's like, you just thought that was a really good one?
Uh-huh, and I was like, oh yeah, that'd be a good walk-up song.
I know which one it is.
Yeah, probably. So,
because I did consider it after you brought it up, and I was like, no. But it's funny that a real player has it. But we'll get to it. I also want to... kind of pre-plug something for Word Salad Radio. I had an idea for a scripted series where Taylor Swift plays a grizzled detective when she's not a pop star, and I actually wrote a script for it, and I had it workshopped. I want to revise it and, you know, produce it for Word Salad Radio, so that should be coming up at some point here.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I just got to you know, get together with a cast and record it, but it went really well in the workshop. I have some ideas for how I want to change it up. It's an idea I've had for a long time, and I actually wrote it, and it's so weird and dumb. But I hope people enjoy it. So, yeah. Number three, old Tay-Tay.
That's good. I like it. Good choices.
Thank you, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. My number two is a fictional school.
Like from a movie?
Like from a TV show.
Okay. Interesting.
It is the Greendale Human Beings.
Oh, that's a really good one. That's such a good one.
So, Greendale is the community college from Community. There's a whole episode dedicated to trying to create their new mascot, and they decide to go with the human beings because it's the most... politically correct, I guess.
It's the most inclusive. Like, everyone there is a human being, so that should be the mascot.
and then they design it.
They create the most horrific mascot costume for their human being. Because they don't want it to be, like, 2-1 race.
Mm-hmm. So it's no race. Like, a gray one-piece, like, one of those green things that they have in, like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Green Man. Like, is that what they call him?
I don't know, but it's gray.
It's gray. It's got these, like, these Sharpie haunting marks. Sunken eyes and these big lips. It's horrific.
It's horrible. It's so great.
It's so much worse than if they had just a white guy as their mascot.
Exactly.
I didn't consider fictional mascots. Like, when you said it, the one that popped in my head was, I like that in Spider-Man Homecoming, their high school mascot is the Tigers. That's a little Easter egg for Mary Jane's nickname for Peter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's the first one that came to my mind. But the Greendale human beings is a really good call. I love that.
Yeah, I figured you'd like it.
Yeah. Not a lot of great fictional mascots that come to mind, but yeah, Greendale is great. Good. Well done. Well done. Good pick.
I made you laugh. That makes me happy.
I'm a laugh whore. I'll laugh for anything. All right.
Yep.
My number two walkout song, if I was a baseballer, is a nostalgic pick. It's from a Disney movie. It's a Disney show tune.
Ooh.
It is Powerline Standout from A Goofy Movie.
Oh, that's good. Here it is.
All I need is half a chance, a second thought, a second glass of brew. I got whatever it takes. It's a piece of cake. To stand out above the crowd, even if I gotta shout out loud.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
I like it. And I had to start it with that line. Mm-hmm. All I need is half a chance, a second thought, a second glance. Because I think that is one of the finest lyrics ever crafted by man. I love it. Love it so much.
I'm surprised more people don't use nostalgic movie stuff.
I wonder if they can't use Disney songs.
That's possible.
Because of rights issues. I imagine they can't use a lot of things because of rights. But, you know, you're a baseball player. Pay for the rights or, you know, ask the artist or, you know, I imagine not much would be closed off to them. Disney might be a special animal. They're very protective of their intellectual property. But I wonder if any of the, like, Anaheim Angels use Disney songs for their walk-up music.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because it seems like if anyone would, it might be like a requirement. Like, all of them have to use a Disney a Disney song.
I don't want Let It Go.
Oh, I would totally do Let It Go. I didn't think of that one, but I had other Disney songs I liked more.
That would be a good one for a reliever. Because it's like, like bullpen songs.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've always liked the Goofy Movie soundtrack. Powerline is a great fictional artist. I even looked up who did Powerline and got one of his albums, but he doesn't really do pop music outside of Powerline. He does more like soulful R&B songs. I'm trying to remember his name, actually. Tevin Campbell, I think is his name, is who does Powerline.
I don't know.
I should look up who actually wrote the Powerline songs. Maybe that would be a better avenue towards getting more Powerline music.
I don't see anyone. I don't see them.
You don't see a credit for who wrote the Powerline songs?
I mean, I guess I could look that up, too.
Oh, I thought that's what you were looking for. I don't know what you're looking for.
I was looking for who sang Powerline.
I'm pretty sure that was Tevin Campbell.
Written by Patrick DeReamer and Roy Freeland.
All right.
Performed by Tevin Campbell.
Tevin Campbell. So I should look up the writers and see how that goes.
It's probably, like, just people who do maybe Disney sort of
they probably also worked on like Lion King stuff and Aladdin's show tunes.
No, that's good. Stand out
above the crowd, even if I gotta shout out loud.
Believe it or not, I think I've only seen that movie like twice.
Oh, I've seen it many times.
It's a good one.
Roxanne from it has like a cameo. There's like an adult Roxanne in the new DuckTales TV show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Such a weird thing to throw in the background of a cameo. DuckTales episode. She doesn't like have lines or something, but it's just like a woman who looks like an older Roxanne sitting in the background of a DuckTales episode.
Really?
The new DuckTales is great, by the way. It's so good.
I should watch it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Anyway.
So, my number one.
Number one. Weirdo mascot.
I just realized all of my weird mascots are colleges. So
there you go.
My number one mascot is the UC Santa Cruz Banana Slugs.
I think I did come across this one in my my research. Like, oh, that's fun.
This was the very first mascot I thought of when you were like, we should do, when I was like, we should do mascots. And then it's like, the banana slugs. Because it's just so out there. So I decided to give it the number one spot. Yeah.
Do you think you like all these mascots because they're spineless, like you?
Yeah. You including the human beings.
The human beings, very spineless, at least metaphorically. A mollusk, an artichoke.
And a turtle.
And a turtle, that's right.
Mm-hmm. They're all slimy.
All slimy, disgusting, really spineless monsters.
So, yeah.
So, why because it's the first one that occurred to you, that's why it had to be your number one?
Uh-huh. Because it, like, popped into my head. It was, like, one of the weirdest mascots that I heard of that didn't, like, completely make me feel like this was a Bodie McBoatface situation. Because I have one that is definitely a Bodie McBoatface situation, but I put it in my dishonorables. Well, so the banana slugs. And Joe, we've all been on edge about this. What is your number one walk-up music?
My number one is not a goofy one.
Uh-huh.
I was like, if I'm gonna be a professional sports baller, mm-hmm. and I'm going to use my fame and platform to speak about things that really matter to me, and I'm going to take a knee during the national anthem, then I'm going to have a killer walkout song that reflects my values. My number one is This Is America from Childish Gambino.
Oh, that's good. Let's hear it.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. What I'm whipping up. This is America.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. That's a super powerful one.
I think so too. And you know, it'd be a problem for people. It'd probably be a problem for people just listening to this episode. But I have some very strong opinions about the direction this country's going in. And I just, if I was in a position like these baseball players are, celebrities are, to be noticed and make a stand and protest what's happening in this country. Mm-hmm. Then I'd like to think that I would be courageous enough to do it. And Childish Gambino, This Is America is, I mean, so amazing. Just, mm-hmm.
It's a great song.
It's incredible. The music video is incredible if you haven't watched the mm-hmm. music video.
Which you should go watch the music video.
Yep. It's all one shot and it's all this like African American caricatures going mm-hmm. on and all this gun violence and it's just, it hits you right in the face with like, hey, wake up, dummy.
mm-hmm.
So I would, other than Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On,
mm-hmm.
that would probably be my number one pick for a walk-up song. Those issues need to be talked about in any way, on any platform, by as many ears as possible.
Yeah. You came up with a good list, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, mm-hmm. Andrew. You too. Like, oh, man. Some weirdos.
Yes. Yes.
I'm curious to see what happens when we switch it around and talk about each other's lists in a segment we call Gimme Five. So, Andrew, let's see. You started last time, yes. So I can start this time, which will work out well. I'm just going to go through all five of my mascot picks, and then Andrew will go through all five of his walk-up song picks.
Mm-hmm.
So, my number five is The Presidents from the Washington Nationals.
Okay.
It's they have four mascots. They're,
uh-huh.
they're different presidents, like Lincoln, Jefferson, Adams.
And Roosevelt.
And, yeah, Teddy Roosevelt.
They do a race.
They do a race. They're out front for pictures. Me and Amanda went to see a Washington Nationals game when we were in Washington, D.C. And so, we have pictures with, I think, the Jefferson mm-hmm. mascot. I think it's fun that they have multiple mascots. So
that's
good. It's an interesting juxtaposition with my with This Is America. I was like, hey, look, it's America president, and this one owns slaves. You know, so problematic stuff there, but I like them. Mm-hmm. They're fun. My mascot list is more fun until we get to dishonorable mentions. That's less fun.
Oh, dishonorable mentions. Mine are bad.
Yeah.
We probably have the same number one.
No, we might.
I guess.
We very well could be. My number four is the Philly Fanatic Philadelphia mm-hmm. Phillies. One I have not seen in person. I've seen the Phillies play, but as an away team. We have not been to Philadelphia to see the Phillies play on their home turf, so I have not seen the Fanatic in person, but it's a fun mascot. It's a weird mascot. Number three, the Big G, is the mascot of the Harlem Globetrotters. I have seen the Harlem Globetrotters play. They put on a good show. Don't even really remember the mascot, but, you know, it's one I've seen in person. My number two you'll appreciate, it's Iceberg from the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That's a good one.
Because we saw Jean-Claude Van Damme kick its ass in sudden death. Though it wasn't the real Iceberg, it was a lady terrorist dressed up as Iceberg
mm-hmm.
who tries to beat up Jean-Claude Van Damme and gets her face ripped off.
That's a good fight scene.
And then, yeah, it's a really good fight scene. Go listen to our sudden death episode of Quote Unquote Guilty. It's a good time. And then my number one is Sparty from Michigan State University.
Really?
Just because I like him a lot. Yeah. I think he has a lot of fun. I've seen a lot of Michigan State games because my brother went there. So I've seen him do all of his shenanigans in person. He also travels with the team. Like, he goes to the away games. And then whenever State scores at an away game, Sparty, like, plants a flag at their 50-yard line.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty funny. So
that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So them's my mascots. Not as weird as yours. I like your list better, but these are a lot of ones I've seen in person.
Yours is like very calm and subdued.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm not well versed in sports ball mascots.
Come on, where's your Greendale human beings?
I know. If I thought of that, it'd probably be number one.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd considered fictional mascots, I did consider. The Washington Generals mascot, but apparently don't have one.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, that's got to be on there for sure. And I looked and I was like, they don't have one. It's just the Harlem Globetrotters have one, but not the Washington Generals.
That's weird.
Not that I could find anyway. I couldn't find any record of one. So that's it. Andrew, give me five.
So my number one
number five
is Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
Oh, sure. Boom, yeah. Boom, 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 mm-hmm. boom. Yeah.
So, if I don't know if you're going to drop it in, but...
Yeah, I'll drop them all in.
All right. Wasn't that good, Joe?
It was so good. I love that song.
Wow.
I mean, it's really just the bass line, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm sure people care about the lyrics and like Jack White as a person, but mm-hmm. it's the bass line is what makes it stand out.
Which, by the way, is actually just a lower tuned guitar.
Like, oh, it's not a bass.
No, he doesn't use a bass. Huh. He drops his guitar down like an octave.
Okay.
So.
Well, there you go. I learned something. Mm-hmm. I learned something musical today.
So number four is actually a piece of classical music. It's the Dies Irae by Verdi. Wouldn't that be awesome walk-up music?
It's so ominous.
Mm-hmm. So.
No, that's a really fun, it's like supervillain music.
Uh-huh.
It's like you'd walk to the mound in a cape and cowl.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, kiss someone without their consent before you go up to bat.
Not exactly the metaphor I was going for, but
No?
It's no.
Not your thing?
No, not my thing, Joe.
All right. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Well, it'd just be like a persona you have on the field. I think that people would recognize that you're just like you're not really that guy.
Yeah, I'm sure. So my number three is a beautiful piece. It is Take On Me by A-ha.
Awesome. I like it. I like it because it's confrontational. Or it mm-hmm. could be confrontational in that context. Like, take on me, bro. Throw uh-huh. me the ball. Throw me the ball of bases, and I will hit it across all the bases.
Well, what I'd want to do is I'd want to cut out before that high note just to hear how much of the stand tries to hit that high note.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're all singing along. Wee!
Yeah.
That's a good, yeah. So, I like things that get the audience pumped up.
My number two is the one that I stole completely.
Oh, okay.
It's Baby Shark.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Yes.
All right, so, play the clip.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark. Mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark.
Oh god, it's so long, too. Chose like a long clip.
Yes, I did.
Baby shark just came up in discussion the other day. Well, we got River a baby shark neckerchief, like handkerchief that we wrap around her neck. And Amanda thinks that's adorable, so we take that to the beach, and she's a baby shark.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yes. But I feel like it came up when we were talking about something else. I don't know. Politics, probably.
Yeah. Or has John listened to it with his kids?
I don't know. Maybe.
I feel sorry for him.
His kids, well, Elliot, the one who can talk and request things, just wants to watch Aladdin over and over again.
Oh, no.
So they've been watching Aladdin over and over again.
And then my number one is kind of my serious one, the one that I think I would use if I were a baseball player.
Okay. AC/DC?
Yes, no. It's Ain't No Rest for the Wicked by Cage the Elephant.
Roll the clip. Oh, sure. I have to say, I hate this song.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, screw you, Joe.
I've always hated it. I've always thought it was, like, really condescending and preachy.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the right song, right?
This is the one that talks about, like, the abortion clinic and... Oh, no, I'm thinking of a different song.
No, this is the one about the guy who's, like, he meets up with a prostitute and she's do you want this? And he's like... I can't remember if he agrees to it, but he's like, why are you doing this? And she's like, well, there ain't no rest for the wicked. And then he ends up getting robbed and he asks, why are you doing this? And the mugger says, there ain't no rest for the wicked.
I'm thinking of a different song. I'm thinking of Walk a Mile in Their Shoes. I don't know what that song's called. But like, there's an abortion clinic and it's like, you know, you've never really known what it's like to have to choose that song.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that song. West for the Rick, it's fine. Sorry. I did not mean to chastise your choice prematurely.
Yeah, those are my five songs.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we can move on to our next segment, Down Low. These are honorable mentions from either category, but we max out at five. I went first last time, so you can go first this time.
All right. These are not in any particular order.
How dare you, sir?
A little bit. My number five... I have three for mascots and two for songs. So, for mascots, I have the Stanford tree.
It's a tree?
Yeah, it's a pine tree.
All right.
With, like, a big mouth. It's weird.
I thought it was a cardinal. What am I thinking of?
No, that's their real mascot.
Oh, okay.
But they, on the sidelines, have a tree. Mm-hmm.
It looks like a secondary mascot?
Yeah. It's a weird one, but... Like I said, I like weird.
There's got to be a story behind that one. It's like, yeah, we want to be the cardinal, but we also want to be the tree, the pine tree.
So my next one is the Dartmouth Keggy the Keg.
Oh, my God. And it's like a keg of beer or a keg of wine?
Keg of beer. Oh, my God. Like a kegger.
I think you're right. That's your Bodie McBoatface one, right?
Yeah, that's
Keggy the Kegger has to be a like student chosen mascot.
Yeah. And then the last one is the North Carolina School of Arts Fighting Pickle.
I'm Pickle Rick.
Exactly.
Go fighting pickle.
And then I should have just gotten these and sent them to you, but they'll be in the show, I'm sure. I have Mars by Gustav Holst. It's
I wish I had the clip because I don't know what that is. Sing it for me.
It's like da 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 bwa 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 ba 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 ba. Just use that instead of the clip. It sounds exactly the same.
I mean, if it sounds exactly the same, then I've never heard this song before.
Okay, yeah, look it up. It's good. And then my last one is actually "Son of a Bitch" by Nathaniel Radcliffe.
I'm not familiar with this one either. Sing it for me. Just sing.
I don't want to. I don't wanna.
Dance monkey. Oh, okay. This does sound familiar. It makes me wish I'd considered Man of Constant Sorrow.
Yeah, I was thinking that one almost made my list, too.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Because just like right from the beginning, I am a man.
Yeah.
Okay, I have heard this song. I'm not good with like song titles or artist names. That's why I wanted clips to help me out.
But no, sorry. That works well. I failed you.
You have failed me horribly.
I'm a horrible person.
You are the worst person I've ever met in my life, in the world. And as you know, I meet many people.
Yes.
Cool. So that's it. That's your honorable mentions.
Yep. Those are all five of my honorable mentions.
All right. All five of my honorable mentions are songs, because I had a wealth of walk-up songs and not a lot of mascot knowledge.
Mm-hmm. So is it 10 through 6?
Yep.
Okay.
So my number 10 is probably the weirdest one yet. It's Tea for the Tillerman by Cat Stevens.
Let's hear it. Seagulls sing your hearts away as wild sinners sing the children play. Oh Lord, how they play and play for that happy day, for that happy day. That would be so weird to hear.
Wouldn't it? It was like the crowd's all revved up, and then T for the Tillerman drops. It's like coming up to bat, Joe Ketchum. Bring T for the Tillerman. So weird. I wanted a real slow one like that just for funsies. Mm-hmm. My number 9 obligatorily is Garfunkel and Oates, Sports Go Sports. Watching able-bodied millionaires play with each other, watching less agile millionaires talk about it on TV. May they compile copious points so they are rewarded and meritorious, so you feel temporarily, adjacently victorious. Sports Go Sports!
Okay, yeah, that'd be a funny one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just my go-to theme song for anything sports-related, so now I don't know what I'm going to do for outro music for this episode. We'll see what happens. Next is the Avengers theme by Alan Silvestri.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, it gets me sucked.
Good choice.
That one maybe should have been in the top five, but it felt very good about my top five, so it got pushed to honorable mentions. Next is Walter Murphy's A Fifth of Beethoven.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, right?
That's a really good one. This is perfect.
I like that. I've always liked that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little disco up in here. And then my final honorable mention is another Disney show tune.
Ooh.
All the way from Mulan, Donny Osborne's Be a Man.
All right, let's hear it. You must be swift at the coursing river with all the force of a great typhoon, with all the strength of raging fire, mysterious as the dark side of the moon. Yeah, that'd be a good one to walk up to.
I think so too. Another one that was very close to making the top five, but needed to push some to the honorable mentions. But this is the first high five where I've had all my honorable mentions are one category and all my dishonorable mentions are the other category.
Let's get to Too Slow.
Too slow. So I'll go first this time. My number five Too Slow is Homer from the Atlanta Braves.
Okay. What's that?
He's just like a guy with a head for a baseball for a head. But I looked at all of the racist sports ball teams looking for racist mascots.
Uh-huh.
And although they're not willing to change their team names, they've mostly all changed their mascots to non-racist things.
Yeah.
So these are the ones I liked the least. Number four, Slider from the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, okay.
Is a bizarre looking mascot. It's I can't even describe it. It's a fucking monster.
Yeah.
It's like a hodgepodge of different mascots. And like, at least we're not racist
anymore.
Our name is still the Cleveland Indians, and you know, we still have our icon, whatever, big tooth, big lipped Indian Mr. Wahoo. Icon.
Yeah. Chief Wahoo.
Oh my god. But their actual mascot is not Chief Wahoo. It's Slider.
It was Chief Wahoo. Trust me. The Indians, this is not the last time we hear from the Indians.
Good. My number three is Boomer Bighorn from Mojave Community College, which is the school I work for.
So what is it?
It's a bighorn sheep, which at first didn't strike me as hugely problematic, and it's certainly not racist, but sheep are a metaphor for, like, idiots. Like, you call someone a sheep because they do not think for themselves. They're incapable of critical thinking. They just follow the pack. So it's a horrible mascot for a school. You add in the fact that it's a bighorn sheep, and it's like, oh, it's really hard-headed and stubborn. Like, yo, we're just piling on the great mascots for our great metaphors for our students here. But we don't actually have any sports ball teams, at least not on my campus. I feel like the Lake Havasu campus has a basketball team. I feel like I saw that somewhere. But it's just a terrible mascot. It's why would you pick a sheep as a mascot for a for an educational organization? I want to bring it up with somebody. It's like, hey, what would be involved with us changing our mascot to literally anything else?
The human beings.
The human beings would be better. Number two, the Fighting Leprechaun from Notre Dame.
Okay.
Because it's just like a stereotypical depiction of a Irish person, and that's problematic, and no one seems to care. And then my number one probably shouldn't be on here, or be lower, but it's the unofficial mascot of the Washington Redskins, Chief Z. I couldn't really find that they have like an actual mascot. They just have this guy who dresses up as a Native American chief in red face and everything. Everyone's real happy about it. And that's a problem. So I put it on my list.
Yeah, our lists are very similar.
All right.
Okay, so here we go. My dishonorable mentions. Number five is any team named the Cardinals. Because Cardinals are like these small birds. Like, I'm thinking like the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are jerks and like mean and they fight. Cardinals don't.
So you just don't like them because it's a meek little bird. It's not a good, like, unlike the banana slug, which is a fierce warrior.
Exactly. Don't point out my hypocrisy, Joe.
I can't help it. When I see it, I call it.
Mm-hmm. My number four is the Washburn University Ichabod.
Ooh, like Ichabod Crane?
Yeah. So it's just a dude in a felt mascot that looks like Ichabod Crane.
I mean, that sounds awesome.
It's just a white dude. Their mascot is a white dude.
Where's the school? This isn't in, like, Sleepy Hollow, is it?
No, it's Washburn.
Where's Washburn?
It's probably near Sleepy Hollow.
I would think so. Because apparently there's not much in Sleepy Hollow itself, but, like, the outskirts.
Washburn University is in Topeka, Kansas.
Okay. That's a weird one for middle of nowhere Kansas.
Yep. So it's just a dude. It's weird.
Would you say that the mascot is a bit hollow for you?
Ba-dum-boom-ch.
Ba-dum-boom.
All right. My number three, this one is definitely a Bodie McBoatface situation. It is the Rhode Island School of Design Scroty the Gonad. And yes,
I feel like I've heard of this one.
It is exactly what you think it is.
It's just a scrotum, right?
It's
with like a smiley face on it.
It's the entire male phallus.
Oh, it's a penis too?
Yes, it's a penis.
Wow. Good for them. It's very sex positive of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry that it makes Andrew uncomfortable to look at the fine male member.
To me, it's just like they're the School of Design, though. They could have come up with something so much better than a dick.
It's pretty funny. I like it.
It is kind of funny. So maybe it should have gone in honorable, but whatever. I wanted to mention it.
Sure.
What number am I on now? Two?
Two, I think.
Yep. Number two is the Cleveland Indians with their Captain Wahoo, or Chief Wahoo.
Yeah. If mm-hmm. I'd gone back to get, like, pull racist mascots, yeah. Chief Wahoo and the Redskins at one point had, an official racist mascot, not just an unofficial one.
So. And my number one is the Washington Redskins, because I feel uncomfortable just saying it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. So Chief Z again? Or
yeah. Or just the Redskins. The skins in general.
Just the Redskins in general. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The team from Washington.
Yeah.
I was talking about this in class, actually, of like how I think the Washington Redskins should change their name. And someone asked me, like, what should they change it to? I was like, well, in the Replacements, the fictional Washington football team was the Washington Sentinels, and that's way better.
Uh-huh. Like, it's still Native American related, but it's at least a brand. Like, the Sentinels were fighting...
Yeah, the Sentinels, I think of, like, ancient Roman guards. Like, something regal and noble.
Oh, wait, well, I thought Sentinels were Native Americans, too. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, maybe it's a term used for Native American warriors or something in some tribe or
but
another.
But at least it's a Warriors.
The Washington Warriors would be much better.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's why it's pushing it, but, like, the Atlanta Braves... At least they're the Braves. Like, yeah, they are a Native American people, but they're the warriors of that people.
It's still, like, it's not so much the name with all the other ones. Indians isn't great.
Yeah.
But it's the depictions of Native American people.
Yeah.
It's like, so you have, like, the Kansas City Chiefs, same problem. You have, I don't know. There's the Chicago Blackhawks, even. When their mascot's an actual Black Hawk. Tony Hawk, I think they call him.
No way.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. We ended very dark.
Tommy Hawk, excuse me. Tommy Hawk as the... But Tommy Hawk would be a better mascot for the Blackhawks. Like, just take your racist Native American image off your jersey and replace it with Tommy Hawk with the feathers down his back.
Mm-hmm.
And that... problem solved. No one's going to object to that.
Yeah.
But, you know... It's like the meme says, racism is so American that when you protest it, people think you're protesting America.
Yeah, so I guess that's it, right?
Yeah, real downer ending.
Yeah.
Anything, Andrew, you would like to plug or recommend?
Go look at the Materia Collective.
MateriaCollective.com?
Yeah, MateriaCollective.com. Go shop at your local music stores, specifically music and arts.
They need you. Amazon doesn't need you.
Amazon doesn't give good instruments out.
Oh, I'm sure they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about, like, if you need a musical instrument to play, go shop at a local store. Oh, you did that really fast. What do I want to plug and or recommend?
I'm trying to think. Oh, I've been watching The Office, too. Go watch The Office.
No, I'm not going to watch The Office. Unless you mean the British one.
No, the American one. It's so good.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Fuck The Office.
I don't know you, Joe.
I tried really hard to get into The Office. It's terrible.
Did you only watch the first season?
I didn't watch the whole first season, no.
No,
I've seen other random episodes along the way.
You're just wrong. I'm sorry, Joe. You're wrong.
A lot of people like it. It's it's basically whichever version of The Office you watched first, the other version's terrible. So if you watch the British one, you will recognize that it is perfect and amazing, and you will recognize the American one is garbage. But if you watch the American one first, then you probably won't get into the British one.
Go watch The Office. Either version. There, does that make you happy?
A little bit. I haven't watched The British Office in a while, but it's great. Mm-hmm. What do I want to recommend? I haven't watched anything really good lately, is the problem.
I watched Spider-Man Far From Home.
I like Spider-Man Far From Home a lot, but I've already plugged it on the show.
Oh.
Amanda and I are rewatching Silicon Valley. I've plugged it before, but it's great. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what I'll plug. I'm rewatching Party Down on Hulu.
Okay.
It's a comedy from like 10 years ago from the creator of Veronica Mars. Mm-hmm. And also Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd's one of the creators of it. And it's about a catering company in Los Angeles where all of the caterers, all the people who work for the company are like struggling actors.
Oh, okay.
And so they just do the catering to get by. They just do the catering as a day job, and they're really passionate about being a writer or a comedian or actor, whatever their thing is. It's so funny. It's better even than I remember every time I watch it. It's so great. It's got Adam Scott from Parks and Rec. It's got Martin Starr from Spider-Man and Silicon Valley. It's got Jane Lynch. It's got Ken Marino from The State. Like, it's got a ton of great guest stars. Like, every episode has, like, some really great guest star appearances. The episode with Steven Weber is by far my favorite. It's so great. Mm-hmm. So I'll recommend Party Down. I've really been enjoying rewatching that. Okay. There you go. I came up with a recommendation.
Good. You're done scraping the bottom of the barrel. It's
all I did done. It. I squeaked it out. And I don't have to record again until next... Oh, I'm recording on Thursday, so I'll. But that show, we don't do recommendations, so I don't have to record something for Word Salad Radio again until next Wednesday, when hopefully I'll have something else to recommend. I'm gonna watch a really great movie on Mubi that I'm excited about, so we'll see if it's any good. So, and also, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Word Salad Radio. You can join our Facebook group, the Word Salad Radio Heads. Join and be active with it. Like, I love when people post things and respond to things, and it's not just me throwing out stuff. So. Be active. Have fun. You can contribute to our Patreon page, patreon.com/wordsalad. If you're just listening to Word Salad Radio, you're missing like half the episodes. We put out a ton of stuff exclusively for our patrons, especially, you know, over the summer. We were really good about that. It might slow down over the school year, but we're trying.
Give us your top fives. Your high fives.
Write in with your top five of these categories. Mm-hmm. Like, what did we miss? What do you think is the best song to walk out to if you were going to be a baseball hitter? What do you think is the best mascot of any kind, fact or fiction?
What's the weirdest mascot that you've ever heard of?
Yeah, what's the weirdest one? Is it the Utah Jazz? Because that's a pretty good one.
Considering it's Utah.
Yeah, they're not really known for their jazz scene as far as I know.
Nope.
So, but thank you for listening. Thank you for however, in whatever way you support the show, hopefully you'll give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. I've been trying to like trade other podcasts. Like, I'll check out your show and review if you'll check out my show and review me. So that's been going okay so far to get us some reviews, but it really helps other people find the show.
Thank you guys. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Andrew. We hope you have a high five day.
One last high five for the road.
High five.